Getting in the CX-9 Mazda loaned us for a week-long trial. We noticed it has three rows of seats and handles quite well for a seven-seater. We loved the turbo engine and almost everything else except the dial you use to change radio stations. In Mazda's latest sales numbers, the CX-9 almost doubled the Mazda 6 sedan, and the CX-5 crossover outsold their best-selling car, Mazda 3, by almost 100,000 units. It's not just Mazda, which made us wonder. If stock car racing was popular because people drove cars like the racers, and when trucks got more popular than cars in the 90s, NASCAR gave us pickup racing, now that crossovers have also passed up cars, might we get crossover racing? RAV4s versus CRVs, Hyundai Santa Fe's versus Chevy Equinoxes, two rows versus three rows. We took our question to trash car racing. It's a circuit in northern Utah where racers take cars that are about 20 years old, strip them down, and bump each other while racing around a muddy track. Wayne West runs it.
I don't think anybody cares what car it really is. Kind of like Demolition Derby started, they were crashing everything.
He tried minivan races, thinking there were plenty of beaters out there.
Unfortunately, it just kind of flopped a little bit because we just didn't have enough people that always showed up to it.
We took our question out front.
I don't think it'll happen, but if it does, well, then that's just another thing that another pastime for people to sit down and enjoy.
Cendric was on the inside.
That's Johnny Potter with a NASCAR race on in the background, helping Ronnie Williams with his deep smoke barbecue.
I'm more of a race fan than most people. I grew up, my dad raced short track down in Southern California.
Williams says he's watched everything from go-karts to monster trucks and is game for crossover racing.
If you want to get in a pop can and race a pop can, I'm gonna watch. Because somebody's gonna get hurt.
And in 20 years, most of the 20-year-old vehicles Wayne West trash car racers will have to pick from will be crossovers. So he might have to open up a new class.
Most likely, yes, that's where it'll go because we're gonna run out of available cars, and what's ever available, somebody's always gonna race it.
So may we recommend a Mazda CX-9 now because we think it has a great future racing in the mud. Driving it like a future racer. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.